My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's time for Around the Yard with your Atlanta Braves on Dukes and Bell. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today.
He gets greeted rudely by Ronald Acuna Jr. It is gone!
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
Falcons pregame starts at 5, guys. Short show today because we got the Dolphins and the Falcons, and we'll see Michael Penix Jr. coming up in less than 20 minutes. There's a wide receiver out there some Falcon fans think would look good in a Falcon uniform, so stay tuned. But yes, it's time for Grant McCauley. Grant, you said it yesterday. Going to Denver could be really good or really bad. It could be both. It could be really good for the hitters, but really bad for the pitchers.
Yeah, that's pretty much been the story. Historically speaking, now there is the fact that the Rockies are one of the worst teams in baseball record-wise, but that place has a way of being a great equalizer on one side or the other of the ball. So we'll see how it all plays out. But it just feels like that the Braves have just reached that weird place where the offense has been spitting and sputtering for a while, and then all of a sudden you look at the pitching staff, and it's leaking oil as well. And you got to figure out a way to get this stuff fixed up pretty quick, because for the pitching staff, Coors Field will be a test. I don't care if you're not facing the all-powerful lineup of the Blake Street Bombers. It's just one of those places where weird stuff happens.
Grant, is your namesake Mr. Holmes available to be stretched out a little bit more than he was in his last start, where he was good, but he just couldn't go as long as some of the other guys because he came from the bullpen?
Yeah, I still think there's some limitations, Chris, on that. I mean, 75, 80 pitches I think is realistic, and this is now, you know, his third start. And he's a guy that in the minors had some starting experience and then transitioned into relief where he found a lot of success, and ultimately that got him to the big league. So it's been a strange and interesting ride for Grant Holmes. I caught up with him on the recent homestand, and it, as you might imagine, after spending a decade in the minor leagues, he's thrilled to be, A, in the big leagues, B, playing for the team that he grew up watching, and a club that obviously would like to be playing its best baseball at the right time of year. He wants to be a part of that, and this opportunity to start, he said, is kind of a dream come true, because this is a kid that grew up watching all these great Braves starters from yesteryear, and now he gets to be one of those. So that's not lost on him either. So there's a lot of great things to make you feel good about the story, but I think you're right on the money of what can he give them now. We got to get to the tangible part of it, because they need as much as they can get, because they're coming off a series in which the Brewers absolutely demolished the Braves, both the starting side and the bullpen side. So somebody needs to get it right, and as it happens, Grant Holmes is getting his name called at a very interesting time.
It is our man Grant McCauley talking about the Bravos. I mean, just somebody from the minors, somebody not suck. I mean, I know, Grant, we were joking around earlier about, and Chris, just, we were talking about it off the air too, you know, these guys that are around the minors for a career, maybe for a reason. I mean, like, we all love the Grant Holmes story, and hopefully he'll kick butt tonight. But, you know, it just seems like there's an endless up and down. I know it's kind of been what Snicker, the poor guy's had to deal with for, well, as long as he's been manager of this team.
Yeah, but a lot of these guys we're talking about are also young pitchers. I mean, it's not all just, you know, here's a bunch of retreads. And I can't speak to...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Some of the moves that have been what feels like more out of necessity of, hey, we just want another fresh arm, and then you end up seeing that pitcher, and they're not good. I mean, they're not at the level in which you would need to be competitive, whether it was the Allen Wynan starts we've seen, Darius Byans has gotten knocked around, Dylan Dodd clearly has, you know, been used a lot less, but not nearly as effective as you would like him to be, and they haven't even bothered trying to use him in a starting role this year, which I think is probably a product of what we saw a year ago. And then you think about some of the pieces that they shed over the course of the winter. I mean, they let go of Jared Schuster. They put him in that big deal with the White Sox. Michael Soroka, obviously gone. Kyle Wright wasn't going to pitch at all this year, so he's not really a factor in that. But there's been a lot of turnover. There's been a lot of injuries now in this year where you've had Spencer Strider go down. Freed had that little injury scare. He's back, though. That's helpful. But you're dealing without Ronaldo Lopez. And now, if you're looking for the good story, we all know it's Spencer Schwellenbach. He's been great, but they've got to think about his innings a little bit as well, because he came into the year having thrown 65 in his entire professional career. How do you ramp up that workload? And this goes back to an overarching, bigger baseball discussion that we can have either off the air or at about a quarter to never about how they raise these pitchers now and they develop them to about 120 innings. When are they ever going to become a 200 to 225 or more inning pitcher in the big leagues? My suspicion is never, and also the evolution of the bullpen has changed the expectations on starters as well. So I know you asked what time it was, and I just told you how to build a watch, but there just seems to be so much at play here with why the Braves find themselves in this position that is both the circumstances that they've been dealt as far as injury and inconsistency, and also the way that baseball has evolved. It's just not the way that a lot of us remember it and visualize it when we think of it as it's going well and constructed as it should be.
With all that being said, Grant, there is a giant TBD listed on Sunday. Who's available?
Yeah, that's an interesting question, and we'll see who gets that call. I know that, you know, you've had A.J. Smith-Shawver and Ian Anderson both working in the AAA Gwinnett rotation and, you know, elevating their pitch count, which was really going to be one of the big things to make them a viable candidate, was going to be, okay, when can these guys be ready and gassed up and potentially step back in? And I don't want to throw a whole bunch of expectation on Ian Anderson, who hasn't pitched in the big league since 2022. But, man, it would be nice if he could kind of turn back the clock and come in and just, you know, be a stabilizing force. It doesn't have to be the leader. Just be a stabilizer. Same thing can be said for A.J. Smith-Shawver, who showed some flashes last year of why he's so special, has elevated his fastball this year to, I think, a next level, but has been a little bit homer-prone in the minors. So that's something to keep in mind, especially on a Sunday in Denver where the ball can fly no matter what kind of humidor they're using.
That's our man Grant McCauley with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. As we mentioned, a 10-game road trip. You will not see the Dodgers, though. It's the Angels we talked about in L.A. as part of it. Braves are looking up at the Mets, Diamondbacks, and Padres. Try to be positive. Carl was like, he's the 99% out. He's 99% out the door on this team. The only saving grace for guys who missed it yesterday, we'll just touch on it, is if, you mentioned it, Ian Anderson can come back. But Money Harris, can Money Harris hit the ground running? Yeah. Can Ozzie hit the ground running? And Ozzie himself told the guys in the broadcast booth, sounds like he'll be back sooner than later.
Yeah, I mean, that was tracking with what Alex Anthopoulos said, which I thought was a kind of revelatory after the trade deadline. And, okay, well, did you think about adding a middle infielder? And he said, we feel like Ozzie is tracking towards an earlier September return. Ozzie confirmed that on the broadcast with the players on Wednesday. So that's obviously good. But as we can all sit here and look at our watch, our calendar, our abacus, whatever that we're figuring it out with, there's a lot of time between now and when Ozzie Albies is going to be back. So, you know, Michael Harris's return obviously could bolster things. I don't think we've seen the best of Jorge Soler at the plate yet. I'm still not ready to let that ship sail. We can't designate everybody for assignment. I think there was a method to the madness of bringing over another hitter first fielder second kind of player, because this offense needs all the help it can get, and he could be a part of that. But Michael Harris would go a long way if he's able to do anything close to his career norms or pull off that second half surge he had a year ago. That would certainly be helpful, and it bears repeating because we always get back around to it eventually. If you could just get Matt Olson going in the middle there, it feels like this offense would really have a chance to finally start clicking on at least six of the eight cylinders.
Grant, I know this is something we've been keeping an eye on. What is your opinion of what's going down with the catching position right now? Seems like Travis d'Arnaud is getting a lot more favor. Murphy's been struggling offensively for essentially the entire year since he came back from his injury. How do you think Snit maybe possibly getting both of them to the point where they were last year, where it was one of the best tandems in baseball?
Yeah, I mean, obviously a lot of that is on the players to perform. Travis d'Arnaud has been hitting, and with the Braves offense the way it is right now, you just can't ignore that. And I understand that there's a lot of optics of looking at, okay, well, why did you give Murphy, you know, this long-term deal if you're going to make him a backup catcher? Let me just dispel the rumor. He's not a backup catcher. He has been catching about two-thirds of the time since he came off of the injured list. If I'm to look at this and say, who's the backup? Travis d'Arnaud would be the guy catching one-third of the time, and by that very simple math, I just don't think that's a narrative that flies. Now, in the bigger picture, what you parted with, what William Contreras has become in Milwaukee, which credit to that group for turning him into a much better catcher. I don't know that he gets there with Atlanta, but the kid can hit on top of that. So I think you just are kind of – everything that has gone into the frustrations of what's gone wrong for this Braves club has started to compound, and I think that more conversations are being had because everybody wants answers and try to fix certain things. And sometimes I think you just got to chalk it up to it ain't your year. But unfortunately for the Braves, it feels like there's a lot of it ain't your year going around for various players, for various reasons, injuries, attrition, and inconsistency being among those.
Hey, Grant, before we cut you loose today, Chris and I were talking earlier that, you know, we got breakdancing in the Olympics today, and it's like a Saturday Night Live skit. I mean, you literally can't make this up. The videos speak for themselves, or it is entertained, but he is the minority on this program. The Dream Team, we saw an amazing moment yesterday as they come from behind to beat Serbia. Would the baseball powers that be, Rob Manfred and the owners, especially with baseball back on the Olympics, and it's in Los Angeles in 28, so you don't have to ship them halfway around the world. It just seems like if ever there was an opportunity for baseball to promote its stars, to put a dream team together and do it and just take a two-week break and let's commit to the Olympics. It seems like they don't do a great job of promoting the stars. You and I have spoken about that a million times. What are the chances of this ever going down?
I would say remote. I don't know that it means it's completely implausible, but unfortunately, Summer Olympics being in the middle of baseball season does create a bit of a problem as far as Major League Baseball shutting things down, so to speak. And, you know, do you shut it down league-wide? Do the teams just kind of cope with the fact that, hey, my player has opted to go play in the Olympics and I'm just going to let him go? Then there's the matter of contracts and a lot of other things, which clearly in basketball they deal with that as well. So it's not unheard of, unheralded, you know, to have this possibility. Would I love to see it? Yes. I also am a firm believer that the World Baseball Classic is a really fun showcase for the sport. Right. Is it the Olympics? No, it hasn't been around long enough. But I think that was kind of their answer to baseball going away from the Olympics for a while, was why don't we create our own showcase? I think they're probably going to spend more time, energy, and effort in promoting the World Baseball Classic to make it a bigger, better showcase than it is likely that we're going to see baseball back in the Summer Olympics with big league players being involved in it. I don't even know what the reason was that they were never in it to begin with, other than it coincided with the season.
Yep, and I know that I still think that if you treat it like the way we used to treat the hockey and basketball, I think our college guys coming into the draft and some minor leaguers, if you let the minor leaguers play, still should be able to bring home gold. But again, still not as sexy, though, as putting a dream team together. And real quick, they made the announcement today. Chipper was up there in Bristol. The Braves and Reds are going to play at Bristol Motor Speedway. Looks pretty wild. I'm not sure about the sight lines if you're not, you know, lucky enough to be sitting behind home plate, because you're still going to be looking at it from a mile away. But what do you think of it?
Yeah, I'm fascinated to see how it plays out. And we've seen some of these Major League Baseball showcases in recent years, whether it was Williamsport or Rickwood Field, or when the Braves played up at the military complex, when the Fort Bragg in 2016. And then obviously the Field of Dreams game, I think, is the coup de grace of all these things. It's going to be interesting. I mean, it's going to be, the first Major League Baseball game ever played in Tennessee. That's kind of a cool piece of trivia to file away. I don't know if anybody's ever going to ask about that. But, you know, getting it in front of more fans, to your point, it's not the Olympics, but finding cool, different showcases. I mean, kind of like hockey playing in the Yankee Stadium, that kind of stuff. I think it's a fun crossover, and I'm fascinated to see how it all plays out.
I know that as a guy that went up there for the NASCAR, the night race was insane. It is like a giant coffee can. So I guess if you're high enough, you will, you know, maybe bring your binocs, but it'll be pretty cool. Grant, we'll talk to you next week, man. Thanks for the time.
Look forward to it. Thanks, guys.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.